Thank you, Chelsea. Please welcome up Andre.
I'm Andre, I'm an alcoholic. God's tight. My sobriety date's 8/26/17. My home group is Outright Mentally Defectives in Los Angeles, California, and Radford Hall. Thanks for your guys' shares. Thanks for the committee for putting this on. When I got asked to do this, I was in a weird place with my higher power, and this really just made me think about it all again. And I needed that, and that's an example of my higher power right there. To start off at the beginning, when I was young, I had a split family. My dad's side was Catholic, my mom's side was Mormon. I'm originally from Pocatello, Idaho. A lot of Mormon people there. But my mom's dad is Native American, and he died from alcoholism, so I never really knew anything about that. But up until I was 12, I would split every weekend and go to a different church. On one Sunday, I'd go to a Catholic church, and it was all in Spanish, and I don't speak Spanish, so I would just be there. And the next weekend, I would go to a Mormon church, and I just had no idea what was ever going on in there, because I was the only kid dressed like this and everyone else is in suits, so I'm just fucking in myself the whole time. So that was up until I was 12. After that, I didn't even really think about God. But God's always been there for me without me even knowing it. I have a few examples of that. Being able to find AA, that's a huge example, but I won't get there yet. Me being here right now is I shouldn't be here. I should be dead. Multiple from drinking and driving, from ODing, I was in a bad car accident and hit head on and walked away from that. I still wasn't able to see God in that. But now when I look back, I can see that. Fast forward a few years, coming out of a blackout, bawling and calling my dad, telling him about to commit suicide, and that he needs to come get me or it's over. That wasn't me, because I was blacked out, ready to kill myself. And that was my higher power working through me. And I'm powerless over alcohol. I was powerless over alcohol, and now I've turned my will and my life over to a higher power and worked these 12 steps, and it's manageable on a day-to-day basis. But the way it got there is after I called my dad, coming out of that suicidal fit, I was in the behavioral health unit in my hometown, and detoxed for 5 days, and H and I brought a meeting into the hospital, and someone just hey, maybe you should just go to this meeting. No one told me, it just happened to be there. Just because one guy who wasn't an alcoholic just hearing the stories that they told, so they brought the meeting in. And it was really simple for me was I started hearing them share their connection with their higher power. They read The Spiritual Experience, and I just saw, I was just relating on everything they were saying. And then they said the Serenity Prayer, and it clicked in my head that I have no control over any of this, and that if I kind of just take a step back and give it up, everything's gonna kind of work out. And that simple, the Serenity Prayer has just been the huge part of finding God in my life. Sorry, I'm not timing myself, so I don't know how much time I have left. But I know I have a few times, so if I get close, just let me know. I don't know where I'm at. Where was I? So I hit the Serenity Prayer. Boom, just started reading the book. And I found God, my higher power I have today, was just through the big book. Just reading it. And accepting that I was powerless. Accepting there was a power greater than myself. And being willing to turn my life over to that higher power, and reading straight through through the Big Book, it got me there. All I had to, and like I was by myself when I did my first third step prayer on my knees in the hospital room, and I had that instant relief. To like carry on a little farther, like I just kept reading the book and going to AA and working these steps. I never called my higher power God. I never called it a higher power. I never called it anything. But through the examples I've seen in the room, I now know that's the name of him. And like my connection with my higher power is pretty simple, honestly. Like I say the serenity prayer almost every meeting I go to. Whenever I'm having a fit in myself, I remind myself that like thy will be done, and that I just need to love everyone else like they would love me. And that keeps me like spiritually grounded. There's definitely moments when I find myself like trying to take control and like trying to like be the director of my life again. And like shit always hits the fan, like always. Like a big example is that is like, I just moved to LA to go to school and like had all these plans doing everything I wanted to do. And like the next day, like God told me like, well, God didn't tell me, like the lady on the phone said, you actually didn't get in. She's like, you didn't get in. And like big ass God shot. I just moved to LA from Pocatello, Idaho. Like, what am I going to do now? Well, it turned out like I needed that. I needed to like get that spiritual growth to find this new home group and to see these young men practice this way of life in their everyday living, you know, to be in a men's stag of everyone that is around my same age, get on their knees and pray and give it up to their higher power. It's just, it blew my mind. I didn't know anything like that existed. And I would have never found that if I didn't just keep taking it day by day and walking this walk and diving back into AA when I was feeling lost. You know, it's weird, like, I would experiment with drugs and thinking I was, like, finding my higher power, and, like, think I would see it, but, like, it never really was. It was just, like, a delusion I was creating, and it would always end me up in, like, in a horrible place. And now, like, I experiment, like, with finding my higher power now with, like, just talking to people, and, like, I'll take a little bit of what they believe, a little bit of this, and like it's starting to work, you know, and I wouldn't be able to do that now. Like I would have never had that chance if it wasn't for AA. Like, you know, when someone said, oh, I just go to the ocean and like stand in the waves and like try to tell the waves to stop. And like, I was like, that's dumb, dude. And I was like, of course, like you're not gonna, like that's not gonna work. But then I went and tried it and like, it's the most powerful thing when you're like out there in the ocean, like, all right, I'm gonna, like, you're gonna stop this time, and boom, you get smacked by the wave. You get up and you try to do it again. You try to do it again, and like eventually you just like accept it, and then the waves are just taking you, and you're just going up and you're going down and you're just riding it. You know, and that's like how I feel with my higher power now. Some days I'm really connected, and some days I'm not connected at all. But when I realize I'm not connected, I now have the tools, and I have the people, and I have like the confidence to like step back and just be like, all right, like I was fucking up, but I want to reconnect with my higher power. I need help. I can ask somebody. I can ask my higher power. Most of the time, I just ask my higher power. And it works out. And today it's super weird. Like, the kid I used to experiment and, like, try to find God with, he OD'd too, like, 3 weeks ago. Same disease. He knew exactly, like, he knew what AA was. You know, he's a major part of me getting sober because he told me only way I'm going to get sober is if I really want it. Like, and the fact that he didn't, you know? But like, I gotta be the guy now. Like I was the guy that like at the little like family get together, they asked me to say the prayer And I'm like, that was really weird because, like, I've never been the guy to say the prayer. You know, I watched my whole family growing up. All of them were saying the prayers, and I was just on the outside. And I didn't know what I was going to do. I had no prayer. Like, I know some really great prayers. Like, I could have hit them with the Serenity Prayer. Could have hit them with, like, you know, let me pull up, like, the Prayer of St. Francis. Like, that would have been great because the Prayer of St. Francis is, like, if you don't know it, like, look it up. But I didn't. All I did was, like, I just shared from my heart and prayed for them and prayed that they will be able to, like, help someone through this painful time and that they will find the love and the acceptance of, like, what happened. And I wouldn't have had that opportunity without AA. Yeah. I don't know. I really love this, like, these things, and, like, when I break it down, like, I have so much to learn. I'm not even 2 years sober yet, and I get tripped up sometimes thinking, like, I fucking know it, and my God constantly reminds me, I don't know. I just know just a little bit. I have a taste of it in my mouth, and I love it. You know, and like hearing the laughter and smiles and like coming to these things and like diving in and like being vulnerable and like giving it up to God and like not knowing what's going to happen have like brought like the best opportunities in my whole life. And like then after like taking those chances, like meeting these people and like just being here and being in the moment, a few months down the road, you see those faces again, and it just, like, brings it back. And, man, and that's, like, that's what keeps me going, and, like, that's what, like, why I love this program. You know, and, like, bottom line is, like, miracles still happen. It says in the big book, it's a miracle that we're all here. Like, the day in the life is, like, miracles. We're miracles. And that's God right there. Yeah, and if you're wondering, like, how to find it, you know, go searching, like, go seeking. Read the book. Ask for help. And you'll come with your own concept. There's everyone in here has their own concept. Everyone you'll meet will have their own concept, and you can learn something from everything, everyone. And you'll learn what you like, learn what you don't like, and make it your own, because we get to do that. Like, we're lucky that we're in AA and we get to make up our own concept. Yeah, so God's tight. That's all I got. Thanks.